of trust to give Rauner the ability to do whatever he wants, to move around this money. Senate President John Cullerton, I think, has clearly been wary of what he's heard thus far from Rauner, and he's not gone out to battle yet, but he very much has that sword at his side.
That's Amanda Vinicky, State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio in Springfield. We'll bring you live coverage of Governor Rauner's budget address tomorrow at noon on AM 580 and WYLL-TV.
Time is running out to get your tickets for the 2015 All-Day Ag Outlook Meeting. It's set for March 10th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Our analysts will discuss the day's news, a fresh WASDE report for corn, soybeans, and cash grain, and whatever else you want to talk about. Sue Martin will deliver a keynote, Murray Wise will give us his projections for land values, and Chris Hurt will take us through his livestock projections. Cost for the meeting is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Get your tickets by calling 217-333-7300 or online at willag.org. That's willag.org. Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. U.S. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez is meeting today in San Francisco with negotiators for both the Dock Workers Union and the Maritime Association in an effort to end a contract dispute and fully reopen West Coast seaports. The ports are a critical trade link with Asia and the gateway not just for imports such as electronics, household goods, and clothing, but also U.S. exports, including produce and meat. Over the weekend, companies locked out workers who load or unload ships, saying that they would not pay weekend or holiday wage premiums to crews they accuse of intentionally slowing work to gain bargaining leverage. The Federal Aviation Administration has released long-anticipated proposed rules for operation of drones. The rules could eventually open an era in which small, that's under 55 pounds, commercial unmanned aircraft perform routine tasks, including crop monitoring, aerial photography, inspections of bridges and cell towers, and much more. And when they are in place, they may also include a separate category with fewer restrictions for very small drones, likely to be defined as less than 4.4 pounds. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,935. It's down 47 points. The NASDAQ 4373 is down 3.25. The S&P 500, 2087, down 6.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather for this Tuesday is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Another cold day. We're going to have a cold week across the region. Energy demand across the Midwest will be strong, and travel across the region will definitely be at least a bit of a risk at times in the lower parts of the region as we get into Friday and Saturday. Looks like another major winter storm is going to brew and impact the lower parts of the region from Missouri into parts of Ohio and Kentucky. These areas already got a little bit beat up with the last storm system. Thank goodness we did get snow on the ground, though. Temperatures this morning in the single digits all the way down into northwestern Tennessee this morning. We saw temperatures as cold as minus 11 at Hamilton, Ohio, which is north of Cincinnati. And temperatures even right now are still in the single-digit readings across much of Kentucky. We do have snow, though. It is protecting a lot of the Midwest from the cold weather. Temperatures aren't quite as cold in Illinois and parts of Missouri and Iowa as the areas I just mentioned, with teens common in those areas. Even a little bit of cloudiness and some light snow falling across parts of those regions. We'll expect a little disturbance that's going to move through the western Corn Belt today to be very disorganized, and there'll be pockets of snow. If you're traveling across the region, you may encounter some short-term squalls of snow of significance with visibilities dropping really quickly, but it won't last very long, and we'll see improvement right after that. But in the eastern Midwest, tonight and tomorrow, we'll see the precipitation become better organized. We'll see more generalized snow from parts of Michigan through Ohio and Indiana down into Kentucky. And this disturbance will move off to the east into the Atlantic coastal states as we move on into Wednesday night and Thursday. The biggest issue of the week is that storm system that comes on for Friday into Saturday. And we're worried about that storm system just simply because of its volume of moisture that is anticipated. Anytime you get big cold surges like this, at this time of the year, when they abate from the region, they usually bring large volumes of warm, moist air up out of the Gulf of Mexico and into the cold air mass. And when you do that, you induce some significant precipitation, and that's exactly what will take place Friday into Saturday. Widespread rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow will occur across the lower half of the Midwest. We expect some rain totals that will run anywhere from 1 to 3 inches, maybe even greater amounts in parts of the snow-covered areas we have out there right now, and that may create some flooding right away. Now, most of the heavy rains will be south of the Ohio River, and areas north of the river will probably see the freezing rain, sleet, and snow mix. We could see some significant snow and ice accumulation. So if you're planning on traveling on Friday and Saturday, be aware of the fact that it will get rather adverse out there across the region. Now, temperatures are going to be cold this week. There's no doubt about it. The high temperatures this afternoon are going to be limited across most areas to just the teens and 20s. Tomorrow afternoon, not a whole lot better. We're going to see some areas struggle to even get out of the single digits. And as we go into the day on Thursday, again, single digits and teens will be common across the region. When that warmer air starts to flow back across the region, as we get into Friday and Saturday, we'll warm all the way up into the teens and 20s, maybe even 20s and 30s, perhaps, as we get into Saturday or Sunday afternoon. But it will be sloppy with the melting snow and all the runoff from the rain that's going to come along. So it's going to be a real issue. We may have some flooding. Remember that as well. Down in South America, everything is looking a lot better than that. We expect to see timely rains to continue across Brazil and, for that matter, Argentina as well. I don't think anybody in either country is going to experience any kind of prolonged adverse weather, and crops will continue to be harvested as well as develop in a normal manner. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from Busey. Since 1868, they've reinvested in our communities one project at a time, from financial guidance and support to energetic volunteers and committed leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, March wheat, 571, up 8 1/4. The May is 570 3/4, up 7. Soft March wheat, 539 1/2, up 6 1/2. May, 536 3/4, up 7 1/2. March corn, 389 1/2, up 2 1/4. May, 397 1/4, up 2. July, $4.05, up 2 1/4. December, $4.20, up 2 1/2. March soybeans, 997, up 6 1/2. July, 1006 1/4, up 6 1/4. November, 975, up 4. March soybean meal, 337.60, up 5.30, now 5.40, now 5.50. March soybean oil, 32.17, down 23. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Thank you for calling Bates Commodities. Your patience is appreciated. Please stay on the line, and we'll return to assist you in just a moment.
Hello, Pete. And on the line is Pete Manhart. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Let's get an overall look. The commodity showing a positive tone on the first day of a short trading week. Quick question, do you think we could see a higher weekly close in corn given the strength we see today?
Oh, it's a possibility. We saw strength last week, and it's a possibility, but we were up four. We're only up two now. What's the weather in South America? What's the crop size there? We are looking at, the USDA having their meetings this week on Thursday and Friday and looking at acres and all that stuff. So those unknowns could help it be up a little, but we've come up a long way off the lows.
And a quick question on soybeans. What do you see there today?
We're up 6 to 7, been up 10. We got to only up 4 in the last half hour. I just don't see them going very far. Usage is good worldwide, but they're South America's got huge crops coming.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. March corn, 390 up 2 3/4. July, 405 and a quarter up 2 1/2. December, 420 and a half up 3. March beans, 997 up 6 1/2. July, 1006 and a quarter up 6 1/4. November, 975 and a half up 4 1/2. March soybean meal, 337.80 up 5.60. March soybean oil, 32.13 down 27. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.